£6 in, 60p a spirit, 60p a mixer. Cheap night out or a recipe for drunken disaster? The Belfast Telegraph reports this morning on how a Belfast nightclub has come under fire from city councillors concerned at mega cheap booze prices aimed at students during Freshers Week. Now, yesterday on the Nolan Show, we reported on havoc in the Holy Land student area in South Belfast with drunken young people partying into the night. So should this promotion be discouraged, or actually can a business sell alcohol whatever price they want? At the end of the day, a bar is designed, a nightclub is designed to sell drink. The nightclub's owner, Patrick Fagan, is director of 14 Belfast. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what's the thinking behind giving students 60p a spirit?
Stephen, we came up with the idea after research and looking what other UK cities were doing. When we opened the nightclub back last year, we'd worked very close with the police and with the council to show what our aims were and to change the whole business around from what it was previously. So 666 was created for the students coming back. Obviously, with the prices, with everything else, the promotion of it had a great response. And we opened last night. Before we opened, we had...
And are you... Where's the responsibility to not allow students to consume too much drink, Patrick?
Well, you know what? We worked very hard on our staff training. That's the main thing. You know, all our staff are drink aware trained. The door staff, no one gets in who's already consumed too much alcohol. You know, student deny is that they got a drink in the house, which we man very, very tightly on the door. We have a meg on site, as we do every night we open. And last night went very, very smoothly with a very busy night. No incidents, no comebacks on it. Well, apart from this night today.
Where's your nightclub? Where's your nightclub situated? Where is it?
Tomb Street, 14 Tomb Street in Belfast, just off the Cathedral Court.
Your mobile phone's starting to cut up. Declan, so maybe we can get a better signal. Declan Boyle listening to this. Declan, morning to you.
Morning.
I know you represent the Holy Lands area in South Belfast. You're an SDLP councillor. What do you think of this promotion?
I'm independent councillor, but...
Sorry.
I think it's aimed at young people, which is what Patrick said. I'm not totally in agreement with it. I think it sends out a bad signal. I hear what Patrick said about trained staff and they don't get in if there's too much to consume. And that's the same with lots of bars and nightclubs around Belfast. But I just think it sends out the wrong signal. And I don't know if constraints on whenever they're in the place. Somebody else could go up and get drinks for their friends and this type of thing. I understand that the man makes a living. I understand advertisements, marketing, all of that. I get that. But I just think this says it. And I take the point that somebody said earlier that, you know, the wine marks are off licenses or supermarkets or whatever they are can sell drink at the same price. And sometimes, yeah.
Surely, Patrick Fagan, the whole point here is that at 60p a spirit, it's a numbers game then. For you to make money, you need the students to drink a lot more. Or else why reduce the price so low? Right, well, let's see if we can get Patrick back. I'm talking to myself here. Thomas Copeland listening to me this morning. Thomas is 19, lives in South Belfast. Just a declaration. Thomas works for my company. Morning to you, Thomas.
Good morning.
How do you think students will react to this?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to sort of answer the question you were going to Patrick there, which is rather than encouraging more young people to drink more, in fact, when you say it's a numbers game, what they're looking for is more young people to drink the same rather than the same number of people, young people, to drink more. Listen, at the end of the day, students are 18 years old. They're well capable of making their own decision. If they're not able to look discerningly at advertising campaigns that are coming at them from every angle, then they shouldn't be at university anyway. You can only mollycoddle young people.
You're not going to tell me, Thomas, that at 60p a spirit, that's not going to encourage students to drink more.
Well, it's going to encourage more students to come down and drink if they're not
able to. It's going to encourage them to drink more, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
It's going to encourage them to drink more, isn't it?
Personally, I disagree. I think that it's going to encourage more students to come down. And listen, at the end of the day, a lot of the problems of the Holy Lands are happening as a result of students going to supermarkets, students going to off-licences, and for some reason, that isn't the issue that we're discussing.
All right, so I get that, but how are you trying to argue that at 60p a spirit, such a cheap price, that's not going to encourage students to drink more? Like, where are you getting that from?
Well, I'm getting that from experience. A student's going to go down, it's going to encourage them to drink at a much cheaper rate than it would have than they would have done so if they'd gone to another nightclub or gone to, for example...
Right, so they'll drink more.
No, I honestly don't believe that's the case, having been experienced with these sort of nights out. And I think
you
also...
keep on saying this experience of nights out as if none of the rest of us have.
Nightclub. We're aiming all of this criticism at a single nightclub in Belfast, when in actual fact, if we want to tackle the problem of young people drinking too much, which is a legitimate problem, then this isn't the way to do it. What we should be looking at is more education in schools, increasing the amount of tax that we charge on alcohol across the board, which, incidentally, the UK does one of the highest amounts of tax across the entire EU, just under Ireland and Finland.
We're not talking about Ireland or Finland. We're talking about if someone's charging £1 or £1.50 or whatever it is for a spirit, you're trying to argue this morning that if that price is dramatically decreased to 60p, it doesn't affect consumption. Basic economics, price goes down, then surely demand increases, Thomas.
You will get more young people at the club buying a certain amount of alcohol, but I don't believe that the difference in price is so drastically low that it's going to astronomically increase the amount that is being drunk.
Patrick Fagan, I know you're back with us this morning. What's the regular price of a spirit?
Sorry, doing a bad signal. Our regular price of a spirit is... a lot of our promotions are based on £2.50 a drink, which is including your spirit and your mixer.
So you've halved it. So it's half price.
Yeah, but it's still more expensive than the supermarkets. At least in this nice scenario, they are in a controlled environment with well-trained, well-managed staff, so they're keeping an eye on them, and with all the procedures put in place. That if one of the students want to go, and if you look at now at the Holy Lands and all the student areas, there's a supermarket express, something on their doorstep. They can go in, buy cheap drink, and go into their house, and then that seems to be where you're getting the complaints now from the Holy Lands and all them areas. Well, we've now set up procedures where we can get them home with a local taxi firm, home to their door safe, and it's well controlled. You know, and again, what the chap was saying there is that if this is well managed, well controlled, there is no issue with this whatsoever. You know, it's something that we work very hard to, along with Hospitality Ulster, and it's just blown completely out of perspective here. You know, you look at every other city in the UK, it's done there. So all of a sudden, because we have the politicians that we have, it's a major issue. You know, why is the wee man getting hit when the big chains aren't? You know, but we're controlling it in such a great way that it does work, you know, and it works very, very well.
Peter in Belfast. Morning, Peter.
Well, Stephen, I think it actually is a good idea, because it means now if you were going to go out and get 10 drinks for £6, why would you go to wine stores, buy bottles of wine, bottle of fire, get tanked up before you go to a bar where you can actually go down and get a drink and build a bed at the right price instead of paying £4 for maybe £5 an hour for it. I actually think it's a quite sensible reason. A good idea. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Peter. Ken and Garva wants to speak to young Thomas this morning. Morning, Ken.
Good morning.
You want to speak to Thomas?
Morning, Ken.
Morning.
Thomas, who, by the way, should be working for me rather than being on the Nolan show. I'm going to charge.
I can't go out drinking terribly late at night because I have a very harsh boss.
I'm going to charge the BBC for his time this morning. Go ahead, Ken.
No, I was just wanting to ask him there. He said that he was an experienced fella. He knows what he's talking about at 19 years of age. Sure, he's only a pot pie.
Well, if I'm going to level with you, if we're going to compare our relative experience of nightclubs in the 21st century in Belfast, who do you reckon has more experience?
There's a kick in the ghoulies for you, Ken.
Not on a chance. At 19, I'm saying at 60p would encourage you to drink more. Of course it would. I would encourage any person that's to drink more.
So why is anybody going to a pub? Why is anybody going to a nightclub? Why aren't we all just running to supermarkets where we can get alcohol for knockoff price and sitting drinking at our homes? It is a problem. Some people do it, but not everybody does it. In actual fact, what it will encourage young people to do is stop spending so much money at the very start of a night in their own homes pre-drinking because they fear that the prices later on in the night are going to be so expensive, getting majorly drunk at home before they even go out on a night out.
Well, sure, look what happened on Sunday night at Belfast with the students. That was a disgrace, eh? I heard it on yesterday. A total disgrace. You were drinking all day from early morning to early morning yesterday morning.
Yes, that's because off licences and supermarkets can sell alcohol from 8:30 in the morning. Nightclubs can't do that. So it's off licences and supermarkets that you have a problem with, Ken.
And urinating in people's garden, booking all over the streets. A total disgrace. I honestly got it.
And at no point is that defensible, but I don't believe that a single nightclub in Belfast is the cause of those problems.
I think you have a defender here, Patrick.
I think them.
I should maybe sack him and you can employ him for your PR department.
Sure. You can have the job tomorrow.
Incidentally, I should add that I think a large number of these nightclub campaigns that are happening in Belfast, I think it's really sometimes insincere of club owners to say that the well-being of young people is always at the heart. Let's be honest, sometimes it is a money-making scheme. But as
he's
well
turned
as
on
that,
you
if
now,
you have
Patrick.
Well-trained staff and if you have taxis that are able to take young people back to wherever they're going, it is a safer environment than supermarkets selling knock-off cider to young people to sit and drink them in parks like they used to do 30, 40 years ago.
Well, I'll ask you another question. Where are you borrowing all this money from?
Where are we getting all the money from?
To buy this drink and go to these nightclubs during the week.
See, I'm paid hardly anything, Ken, you see, from Mr. Nolan, so I have barely any money, so I...
Oh. What I'm saying is, that's typical. Where does these young people get all this money to go to these nightclubs during the week? Not only the weekend, during the week, hey?
Well, I think in fairness, Ken, a large number of young people, more than any before in the past, have part-time jobs that they work at so that they can pay for any number of other things, activities that they want to do. And I think a lot of the reason that young people are now going out at night is because they live in a world, they're sitting at university, the university setup that we have these days gives them so much free time, but not enough free time that they can get full-time jobs. So they're stuck with part-time jobs, normally they don't have the same career ambitions. Universally in Northern Ireland, with the exception of very few industries, they have a workplace that is so saturated and underdeveloped that they're not even have any ambitions for a job in the future. So they're stuck twiddling at their thumbs, wondering what they're going to do with an evening.
Can I stop Thomas there?
This is Vinny, by the way. The vast majority of you won't know who he is.
Yes, whatever. Are you concerned in any way, right, that this man, Thomas, is clearly more intelligent than you.
This
you can barely dress yourself, brush your hair and string a sentence together. And he is clearly more intelligent. He works for you. So I predict what will happen is you will end up working for him. Are you worried about that?
Working for Ken?
No, for Thomas.
Oh, so I was wondering who you were talking to.
No, I'm talking to this agent in front of me here. Right. Who, just to give you, because radio sometimes, in terms of images, he's pushed the headphones back on his head, so his hair looks like a peacock. You know, like a peacock kind of spreads its tail. Well, that is what I'm looking at now, a big grey peacock spreading his tail at me. Are you worried?
What's wrong with the peacock?
Well, no, I tend to not be worried about future or continued employment from a man who I imagine right now has either egg or curry on his shirt.
This man knows you well. Are you worried, Nolan, though, that Thomas is more intelligent than you?
He's a cocky wee whippersnapper.
And you are a cocky old whippersnapper. He, though, has clearly got more brain going on than you. Are you worried?
Maybe a little.
Are you?
Maybe a little. When these young people surround me with energy and enthusiasm.
What age are you, Thomas?
I'm 19.
Oh, disgusting.
It is disgusting.
19
isn't it?
Years old.
Cocky little.
You have socks older than that.
Little wee sh.
No.
Incidentally, I should add, there are a vast majority of young people are as energetic and know what they're talking about to the same extent as me, but they aren't given the platform in the same way to talk about those kind of views, with the exception of very few platforms. I think more young people should be heard on radio and across the BBC.
Would you remove Stephen from his post, Thomas, if you had the control? He's been in this show
a slight
for about
tangent here 40, today.
I'm just curious as to what your employee thinks. Do you think he's had his day, Thomas?
I don't know, Vinny. I mean, it's a tough one to know. Sometimes I feel bad for the poor staff, people like yourself, Vinny. You have to put up with him in the radio show in the mornings, day on day. And I think there should definitely be some discretionary measures given for bonuses at the end of the year. But
Patrick, what do you call your nightclub? 666, or is that what it's called?
No,
or 333, or what's it called? Why have I got this in my head?
So the Monday nights are called, it's 14 Tomb Street, 14 Belfast. It's a relatively new nightclub. We're open a year now in November.
So with nightclubs, like, does anybody, I don't go out anymore. Does anybody, except for a chicken curry or whatever, does anybody my age go to nightclubs? Would I look out of place if Vinny took me out for a night for a wee blue crackle and a Pete Snaps? I remember going out with my Inst friends, right?
Right.
And standing, this is about 15 years ago,
yes.
And I was standing in a nightclub and I had the wee blue cracker with an umbrella coming out of it. And
no, you didn't. You're like Del Boy.
I'm telling you I did.
Yes.
And they were going, you cannot look like that. And I was going, why not? I like blue cracker with an umbrella out of it.
Would you drink a wee pint?
No, I don't do pints.
No,
I don't.
It would surprise you, the amount, you know, it baffles me when people say, oh, a nightclub in Belfast, I'm it would be a perfect for you. Saturday nights, we have anything from 19-year-olds up until a stag party, hen party, guys night out. Some guys are in their 60s. So
you should take me out for the night.
And not only that, there's a
not you, Patrick, you, Vinny.
Look, I will if you want. But every time we go out with you, it always ends in disaster. It does. Do you remember that time we went out and Garth got upset? Do you remember that night?
Garth, they punched somebody.
Well, I wasn't going to go into that much detail, but he got upset on the street anyway. But you get Stephen.
Stephen wasn't 60p drinks available.
No, it was not. Stephen attracts a lot of attention when you go out, and it's not always.
Can I get a selfie?
But the thing is, he's fine getting the selfies. Me and Garth.
Can I get a selfie? And I don't mind selfies at the best of times, right? Because it's people talking to you. However, what I do mind, we're going off on a tangent here. What I do mind is that when you've got some friends around you and these people, they just ignore you, don't they?
Well, no, they don't ignore me or Garth. What they do is they throw the phone at us going, here, take me a selfie with your man here. Uh-huh. And then they usually call you fat and walk off.
That's right.
Right away.
That's hard.
That's Stephen. True. Patrick, thank you very much. Thomas, get back to work. You've got
pleasure.
Thomas, you should have a pay rise.
You've got the top table to produce for tomorrow night. Thank you, young man. What day is this? Tuesday? Yeah, the top table is on tomorrow night at 10:40 on BBC One. Anya Grogan is with us this morning, the Green Party rep for Botanic Ward. Morning to you, Anya.
Morning.
Morning. And Tina Calder is with us this morning, commentator, former pub owner. Morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tina, let's start with you then. 60p a spirit, is that just too low?
I don't think so, Stephen, but I want to clarify why. I think that it's been pointed out quite heavily about the supermarkets, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that what we're failing to remember here is that what the nightclub is doing is making it more accessible for young people who don't have an awful lot of money to be social, to get that opportunity to get out and spend time with their peers. And one of the problems that I really have is, you know, we're all sitting on our high horses, we're complaining about these young people drinking too much, et cetera, et cetera. You can only drink a certain amount in a certain amount of time. And yes, there will be people who will overindulge. They're going to overindulge whether they've got the money or not. And there is astronomically rising, you know, living costs for young people. So I don't have a problem with a pub, you know, doing a few offers, getting people in and giving them the opportunity to socialise. When I had my pub, we did an offer. Now, we had a much older clientele, but we did an offer where upstairs in the club area where we did the live band, we did cans of beer for £2. And the reason for that wasn't that I wanted to make more money, because I made more money on pints. It was because I wanted to make it more accessible to people who didn't have the money. And I wanted to give them the opportunity to be able to socialise with their peers. And I think this is what this is. But also, we have to remember that these are businesses. And, you know, it's a really tough climate to have a business, especially in the licensed trade. It's why I got out of it. And so they have to think of ways of getting people in. And it is about getting the more young people that they can get into those clubs, the better the club looks and the more reputation it gains. But we do have to be very careful that there are all of those checks in place to ensure that people are kept safe. And it sounds to me that 14 are being incredibly responsible. They're working with the police. They've got their trained door staff. They've trained their staff. What more could we ask them to do?
Anya?
Yeah, my point really is that we've seen the behaviour the past couple of nights within the Holy Lands. By focusing on drink, we're actually focusing on the wrong issue. This is not a new problem. Every single year we have this same conversation regarding the Holy Lands and the students coming up to the area. It's much more complex than the price of drink. There's a major problem in this area with the density of HMOs. It's completely overcrowded and saturated. And to be honest, the statutory authorities either are not capable or are not wanting to deal with it.
Well, of course, there's also demand for housing on you because there's so many students in the area. They've got to sleep somewhere at night before they go to uni the next day.
Completely. But the reality is that there is council policy that said there should be no more than 30% HMOs in any one area. What do we have in the Holy Lands? It's well above that. It is not safe for anyone to be living in an area with much more higher density than 30%.
Well, of course, some of the licensing structures, you use the word safe, and we need to be careful with that because lots of the licensing structures is making sure that the buildings are safe and the accommodation is safe.
It's much wider than the individual household. It's the entire area and what that situation has created. The adverse effects of that density of HMOs are well known, yet this has been allowed to happen by the statutory agencies involved, and they've got no plan for it. Every single year, we are dealing with the same situation, and we cry about, oh God, those students, what are they up to? Rather than actually tackling the root cause, where is the regeneration plan for the area?
Okay, Anya, thank you. Tina, thank you. Morning to you both.